Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that wasn't very exciting.
Where's the music?
I was supposed to have an open and everything.
Yo, Super Size Mini Meat Show. Here we go. Check it out, everybody. Listen to me. It's time for Super Size and Mini Meat. Illest show on internet, blog talk radio. Leave that politically correct bullshit at the door. Straight from Detroit, Motor City in the house. Live every week, guaranteed to turn it out. 580 pounds of fierceness recommended from their phone call break to their on-air segment. Guests like Johnny Prado and Riley Morton. Lock in and listen, the party's just starting. Sit back, enjoy the stories you can't ignore. Like Scott wiping his ass, falling through the bathroom floor. Heavyweight champs are broadcasted airwaves. Hear them every week or catch the replays. Tune in, drop out, it's time, now here we go. Time to start the Super Size and Mini Me Show. Check it out, everybody, listen to me. Time for Super Size and Mini Me. It is show on internet, blog talk radio. See that politically correct bullshit at the show. Check it out.
All right, I'm going to turn it off right there. Just a minute and a half of repeating the same thing over and over. Forgot to edit it.
It's been a long time since we've heard that, though.
Oh, gosh.
I had to find this guy and go back 13 years of the videos that he's uploaded. His name's YG2K or something that did that for us, or Y2K or YGK. But hell, man, it's been 15 years. It's been a while.
13 years. That's incredible.
So much stuff has happened, I mean, to all of us in 13 years. I was looking back at it. And by the way, I want to change my name completely from Super Size. I want to get that name off. I want to reinvent myself with something else. I don't want to be connected to that. I want to be connected to that liberal cuck anymore that Domenici has turned into. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's become a little bit of a
bitch. I don't even know if Joe knows that. Joe.
What's up?
Did you know that Domenici blocked me from Facebook and all this stuff?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. He hasn't blocked me.
Because I posted something in regards to abortion. I can't remember what I did. I'm conservative, as they say it, about, there's a few liberal things I believe in. But, and he started to get all loud on my page. It was on my page about some liberal BS. And a bunch of people attacked him on my page, not me. But I didn't defend him, so he got pissed off and then.
Well,
so,
let's be fair.
Ended up block.
You also commented on things that he posted, kind of poking the bear.
Yeah, I always poke the bear. That's my mentality.
Right, I'm just saying,
But if there's anything I can do to change my. The Super Size name, I'd like to do that. So if anybody has any suggestions. So
just become large.
We should start, Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Are you with us tonight?
Can you hear?
Are you high? Are you drunk? What
I
are
am.
We doing here?
Nothing.
I am.
Nothing.
I am.
I'm old. So I don't partake in any of that stuff anymore.
Years.
In the last 13 years, I moved. Oh, of course I drink. I'm just not drinking now.
Oh, okay.
not like the good old days. 13 years ago when we'd be hammered, or I'd be hammered when we'd do shows.
Yeah,
but in the last 13 years, I moved to Minnesota, and now I reside in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that. I'm jealous you're in the
warm. It was 93 today.
It was nice up here. It was like in the 70s. I mean, that's nice right here.
It was beautiful
that's
here
until
we had a hailstorm.
Are you, you're still married, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. 31 years.
Sure Tammy didn't leave you yet.
No. She's not that lucky.
Tammy didn't trade up yet. Are you, you still working or are you retired? I remember you were talking about retiring.
I'm currently not working, but, looking for a job.
Oh, okay.
Never in a hurry.
You said you still talk to Vic and all them people up here?
Yeah, Vic's here right now for his cousin's wedding. We're going to try and hook up tomorrow, but it sounds like we're not going to be able to.
Nice. Yeah, does he still own that plate, like that Coney or whatever? That was the last time I knew about him. He still owned that Coney. What the hell Coney is that? Kirby's? It's not Kirby's.
No.
I don't know. No? Okay.
Lulu's,
yeah. But
Lulu's,
didn't he turn it into
Coney
a different Coney now?
Well, I think they own a couple of restaurants now.
Yeah. Because that's how I work out that way. So that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he has the one in Commerce, and I don't know. I heard they were dabbling in something else.
Nice. Well, so what's been up with you, Don? Huh?
Oh, well, I just got out of prison.
Yeah.
I worked there, so I know the reason why.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked there, so. I'm a corrections corporal.
Well, hopefully not coming too much.
I stood up in a booth, and I opened and closed the doors on all the criminals.
I watched too many movies.
Absolute bullshit.
Like, I see all those the prisoners, they plan their escape through the people who open the doors.
Yeah.
That's the first people they go after.
Yeah, they got zero contact with me. They'd have to get through the doors of me opening the doors for them to get to me. So, that's a crock of shit.
I get that, correction officers can't use, they can't carry guns because they don't want the prisoners to get the guns, but Jesus Christ, that would scare me to not have pretty much any weapon. I know you guys have your sticks and your spray shit, but...
No sticks.
No, huh? No spray? Didn't you have to go through, the training of...
Go ahead.
I thought you had the training of the pepper spray just so because you carried
of what?
It. Pepper spray.
Yes. Yeah, but I got lucky. I was during the COVID era, February of 2021, and so we just had to wipe it on our eyelids. We didn't actually get sprayed. But it still hurt.
The pepper spray had COVID on it.
No, but because it was respiratory disease.
Okay.
Because it's a respiratory disease, they didn't want us to be sprayed and have our lungs and sinus cavities and stuff injured in any way.
Yeah, I guess that's a good reason.
I guess. Well, fuck it. I didn't have to get sprayed in the eyes. I just had to wipe it on my eyelids and then open my eyes. And, oh, God. Oh, God. I took a taser belt that I would take 10 times before I get pepper sprayed again.
I mean, you have been tased a couple of times, haven't you?
For me, no. I've only got tased once, and that was when I was wearing the belt.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But I would do that 10 times again before I ever put pepper spray in my face again. Holy shit.
Yeah, I've been in the room when pepper spray's been sprayed before, because we had when I worked like in a psych facility, we had a patient that came in with it and fucking they didn't spray it on purpose, but it was in a bag, and when they grabbed it, like it dispersed.
Oh,
yeah, no thanks.
No.
Pretty much coughing for about 50 minutes straight.
Yeah, basically, and what you have to do, if you've ever done this before without, if you've ever gotten dish soap in your eyes, it stinks. But when you get pepper sprayed, you force your eyes open and you squirt dish soap directly into your eyeballs to get it out.
Yeah. And it's probably just like when you eat like a super hot pepper, like water doesn't help.
No. I mean, enough water eventually does. Yeah, enough water, because you use cool water after that, but yeah, it's oh, God, it's horrible. And the worst part is, too, is that when you get sprayed, it gets in your lungs and it gets in your sinus cavity. And any time you get around water for the next 3 or 4 days, it reactivates a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm lucky I didn't have to go through that part of it.
Aren't you, Joe, your kids don't live with you anymore, do they, or do they?
My youngest does, yes.
He does? Okay. Because Don's officially an empty nester now.
Oh, yeah. But I got three great kids.
We were for about...
You were for about what? Did he move out and move back in?
We were for about 2 years, and then my youngest moved to Arizona, so he's been with us for 2 years now. Every day I look for
crazy
our house.
You know what's crazy, Don? We've never gotten an invite out to Arizona, ever, have we? I don't think Joe's ever invited us out.
Well, to be fair, even if he did, I wouldn't have been able to go until the last year and a half when they bumped our pay up so much. I mean, when I started at the prison, they were paying us about $27,000 a year.
Oh.
And they bumped it up to a starting pay of $40,000 a year. Now I'm up over $50,000 a year. So
nice. Keep it going, man.
Yeah. And living here in Tennessee with my wife and I both making around that, dude, we can live like kings now pretty much.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, Tennessee is pretty low, and here, man, like, it's so crazy. Like, it's the houses and everything else, that's ridiculous. I'm sure it's like that everywhere.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'll do my little reboot. I restarted my life pretty much 13, 12 years ago, so. I got married. I have two new kids, so I restarted my family life. So I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. They're brats, just
so
like the
first one.
Would
you call them the new kids on the block?
Yeah, the new kids. Yeah, but not from the old Jenny of the block. Thank God.
God. You look back, and because I got one of those, you what the fuck were we thinking?
Right. I went to school and graduated, so I have a new job. I can't remember what I was doing back in 2000. Was I doing security?
You were doing security when we
in
first started doing shows.
Yeah, you were doing it with that guy, the one.
Loser guy.
Good.
Yeah, the loser guy. The guy like you, I would just go everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember doing it from the one plant and, like, I forgot where the hell I was. Carol, or I don't even know, whatever. It was some BFE place, and I don't remember.
You were also
doing
that private security at that old guy's house.
Yeah, I remember doing all the, like, it was, I used to love doing that stuff. I mean, I wish I'd still done it, do it right now for extra money, but it was so easy, it was stupid. You'd sit at, like, you'd sit at old construction sites all night long and nothing would ever happen. You'd just sit there and do nothing and play any games, get paid.
Or you'd get on movie sets and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to go outside and terminate.
No, I was just saying you got to work on that movie set. That's all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I just said you got to work on a movie set.
Yeah, the movie set was fun. I'm sure that what was his name? What was the guy's name? The Apple guy or the
Justin Long.
Justin Long was happy that I worked on that movie set.
I still tell people about how I got what the hell was his name? The one of the guys from
the old guy, right?
Superbad. No. The one guy I got to change his voicemail.
Michael Cera.
Remember, because he came in all like night. What'd you say?
Was it Michael Cera?
Michael Cera. Yeah. Yeah, because he comes in all 80s. You know, like doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mike, and I went absolute ape shit on his voicemail about it. The next week we called him. He was like, "Hey, it's Mike. Leave me a message." Beep.
Yeah. Remember, we got to talk
so
to the one
weird
guy too, the real old guy. Remember, like, he ended up dying.
Yeah, Wilford, not
yeah.
Wilford. I always want to call him Wilford Brimley. But it was
the guy that it was Alan Hinckley or Hinckley, dad on American Pie.
Yeah, it's not. I always wanted to call him Wilford. It's Willard Scott.
Yeah, Willard.
No, not
Scott.
Willard. Yeah.
Fred Willard.
Yes, I can see. We're getting around it somewhere. Yeah, Fred Willard. Yeah, he was, man, he was so accommodating, too. He's like, you guys ever want to talk, just call back.
Right, I know. Like, a lot of people that we talked, like, Prado died. We had also, Riley Martin died. You see another guy we had talked to previously, too. Have you seen Barbie lately?
No.
That guy's lost like 200 pounds, man.
Huh. Yeah, I remember talking to him. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember talking to that one senator lady or that was running for office that was like smoking hot.
I don't remember who that was, but was she a Democrat?
I couldn't
remember.
I don't know, some blonde.
Hot,
she was really hot. Yeah. She was running like for local office or something, but it was like state senate or something.
Oh. Was it Carrie Therese? I wonder if it, I think it was Carrie Therese.
I wouldn't know if you tell me.
Yeah, I think it was Carrie Therese. So she's still big and she owns her own security company now. But
I remember when Joe was on with us and we called looking for the old racist guy.
Oh, the white guy?
yeah, the old fuck
was Marty, right? Wasn't it Marty? Marty, yeah. That guy?
No. I'm saying we called looking for I'm trying to figure the guy's name. He was the head of the KKK.
Reverend? No, I know what you're talking about. And
he was always on the Stern show. It wasn't, but damn it, it was funny.
I have no idea.
What was his name? I don't know.
And what sucks, too, is I got to get a hold of Blog Talk Radio because you cannot access your old shows anymore, and I really wanted to pull some audio from old shows. And it won't let me. So I don't know why.
I put it I put everything on disk, but the problem is nowadays computers don't come with disk drives.
Yeah.
They don't? Oh, jeez. Do you have the episodes on disk?
I used to, yeah. But I can't access them.
Okay, if you ever can, I can. I've been trying to, I was just going to download them to an external hard drive and then re-upload them to Audacity and then listen through them, because there's so much stuff that we did that didn't even make it to the Best Of Show that I never found. You know, that I can't even access the Best Of Show, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we did a lot of shit.
Yep.
Called and pranked my sister at McDonald's.
Yeah, how is she doing? How's everything like over there going?
Well, I mean, Elijah and David. Elijah's having like a whole farm of kids. David's got two. He's still living in Michigan. Elijah lives down here. Huh?
They are having a bunch of kids, you said? I've seen the one.
Elijah is. Her oldest is, yeah. He's on baby
number
four.
You know the one thing that did happen? You know the one thing that hasn't happened in 13 years? Lions haven't won a playoff game still.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. It's all coming to an end.
And you want to know
soon.
I was telling Joe, I uploaded a bunch of drops and everything, and then all of a sudden, like, all but three dropped off. Because we only allowed three drops or whatever. And these are the three that allow, like, I
have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
That one's still there. And then probably the best thing that happened in the last 13 years.
Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency. The business tycoon.
That's probably the best thing that happened to this world.
You know,
4 years
wrong.
Later, you know. Those are the only two that allowed me. Those two and are open.
That's so stupid.
But, I guess if one thing, if this is a trial on people for anybody who happens to fall upon this show, you know, we really want to try to get back into it. I guess there's things that I guess we need to know, like, should we stay here? Should we find different venue? I like the setup here is awesome. Like, the setup here, I don't mind paying the monthly fee if we're actually going to do it. But I'm not going to pay the monthly fee if we're not going to do it.
Biggest thing is that I get hung up a lot at work. I work 16s a lot. So I'm hit or miss.
You know, right now I'm, you know, I guess I didn't say what I did. I'm a nurse now in the ICU. So right now I'm traveling and I do a lot of midnight. So there's a lot of downtime. I don't want to say that, but midnight nurses don't do a lot.
Yeah, that's, you know.
So, but hey, you know, when shit hits the fan, like, I got to be ready. But
absolutely.
There's a lot of prep that goes into it, like, you know, to have fun, you know, if we want to do it, you know, at least throw some ideas out, you know, and we got to incorporate a new name for the show. I don't want to be supersized anymore, and we got to incorporate Joe into the name somehow. So, I guess
real names now.
I know. Like, and mine is specifically because I don't want to be associated with that liberal cuss, like I called them before. So.
I don't know. Supersize was pretty popular in Detroit 15 years
bad
ago.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, we got recognized at a Wendy's one day.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was right after the show. Wasn't it right after we went in?
Yeah, we went in for something. It might even have been a Wing Cup. for my Wing Cup qualifier.
It might have been, yeah, because we were both there in the studio, and that didn't happen very often.
No, never. That was the only time it ever happened.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah, because Mary Jo was there, too.
Yeah, I think it was, like, the only time I've ever been, like, noticed outside of anything else. But I used to be that person and be like, hey, you ever heard of, the Vincent Doyle show? I used to be that guy, so.
You did. Yeah. You also were the guy standing on the side of the 12-mile road in a diaper.
Yep. I'm so glad that video never came up of that. There's a guy I used to work with at the Orion plant. He was a security guy. He ended up showing up there. And I'm so glad he didn't take a video of it. It was probably pre-cell phone video times, though.
It was real, yeah. It was real early.
It was like 2000. Just so you know, too, I don't know what's going to happen. We have 3 minutes and 42 seconds left, and I'm sure that they're not going to allow us to go over. So
yeah.
I guess really just a breakdown, I guess. Do you guys still want to do this? Are you guys willing to do, once a week? It doesn't have to be the same time every week. And I guess, are you guys willing to, like, throw in ideas of what to do? I don't mind doing stuff, man, and also a new name.
Yeah, we're going to have to, in our messages, we'll just have to brainstorm on this. Because, doing it's great. But like I said, with me doing, working at a prison, when they tell me I got to work over, and there's really, my hands are tied, so.
Basically, all I'm asking, do you think one of you two can be on a show once a week?
I probably can from anywhere.
Yeah, if I get held over, depending on where it is, I should still be able to do it because, again, I'm working midnight in a prison. It's like being a nurse. There's nothing to do until something happens.
I'd love to take your guys' ideas. If you, ask Vic if he wants to come out here. I don't care. He's sticky just like I am, man. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I seem to get along with
the sound quality.
I don't know if it's me or not.
Sound quality sounds a lot different. It doesn't sound
bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad. To me it does, at least in my headphones.
See, here's the thing too. It doesn't allow you to directly connect to the internet now. I have a whole setup with wireless headphones and a headset and everything, but it will not let me do it without upgrading. So if I sound like shit, because right now I have a hands-free, and I'm calling in. And I'm in the basement.
That's what I had originally, was hands-free until I got home, and then I switched to my headset.
Yeah. So how about this, Joe? I'm going to take it off for the last minute and tell me if...
And he's gone.
No, I'm here. Did we lose him?
Okay.
Does this sound better at all, or?
That sounds better to me.
Yeah.
It's
really
probably
loud
because,
and crazy.
Hey, I have. Yeah. See, I took my headset off. It's, I don't want to hold the damn phone in my head for an hour, half hour, whatever. So, I'll find a different way to call in. But I guess we talk a lot. Just let me know, man. I don't mind paying the 50 or whatever it is, monthly fee, if we'll do it. Joey fell asleep on us.
Nope, I'm here.
No,
I thought Don was going to say something.
I was, but then he said you, but yeah, I'm good to go for now. When I get home anyway, my wife's asleep, so I got nothing else to do.
All right, we'll talk on this afterwards, just in case it does knock us off. We got 3 seconds, so.
All right, man. It was fun, guys, but I got to go. I got to get inside and get a little bit of food in me.
All right, good.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.